The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Lenny Abramson, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
One of our best-known filmmakers, films like Room, Adam and Paul, What Richard Did. But you have been delving into the filmic archives.
I have, yes. I was asked by the IFI, would I pick some pieces of archive to sort of group them together and put them out as my selection. Partially to, I suppose, just publicise the fact that there's this incredible resource. It's online, about 600 of the many, many thousands of archive pieces that the IFI have
are online.
Available online free here and abroad through the IFI player, very easily found online. And I had an amazing time just looking through this trove of, you know, home movies, pieces by professional filmmakers, old television shows like Ryark and Hands and things that I remember seeing as a kid, and then these wonderful early films.
Now, is everything film or is video included in the IFI archive?
I am now going to answer that question in the full, fearful suspicion that I could be completely wrong about this, but I think it's all there. So I think that the moving image archive is what it is. They can beat me up afterwards if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is, because, you know, especially now, I mean, stuff is sourced digitally anyway. I made my last couple of films digitally, so yes is the answer.
Now, were you a student of old film before you became a filmmaker?
I was a fan of old comedy, physical comedy particularly. I grew up watching Laurel and Hardy, and I've been, you know, inflicting it on my kids. Actually, they love it since they were tiny. But I wasn't a sort of systematic student of old film, no. I was an omnivore when it came to moving images. I just watched anything and everything.
Now, we'll take a couple of your selections. The first one, a man called Patrick Carey is the author.
So, Patrick, this is one of the great things when you take a look at something that you know you should have looked at before, and then somebody gives you a push, and you do. Patrick Carey, I had never heard of, and it turns out he is an absolutely magnificent filmmaker. Grew up born in England, came to Ireland as a kid, started making films, all documentary, lots of landscape stuff. And he was nominated for 2 Oscars, made a very famous film about the Inuit in Canada, extraordinary man. He was asked to make something to commemorate Yeats's centenary in 1965, and he made this piece about Yeats country, and it's very simple and absolutely beautiful.
Well, we can't show the pictures, but we can listen to the commentary.
The Greeks, the only perfect artists of the world, looked within their own borders, and we, like them, have legends which surpass, as I think, all legends but theirs in wild beauty. And in our land, as in theirs, there is no river or mountain that is not associated in the memory with some event or legend. These were the words of a young Irish writer who became the most famous poet of his country, William Butler Yeats, born a century ago.
So it was a commission.
Yes.
Made beautifully. He was the cinematographer and, the director.
Yes. Yeah. And I think he then went on, he made some piece, I think, you know, that was too a brief for the Department of Foreign Affairs. And what he went on to do was to make some pieces with just music and landscape. And that sounds very dry, but there's such magic in the way that he shot.
Now, if this piece we've just heard is highfalutin, the next piece is not.
Yes. So we've got
the Tudor.
Oh, yes, we do. Because one of my favourite things was there are a pair of brothers called the Spence brothers in Comer, County Down, who were film obsessed, as I was as a child. And they went hell for leather with an 8mm camera and started making films themselves. And they eventually set up a tiny cinema called the Tudor Cinema. And this is a little documentary that they made about their own cinema.
Yeah. I mean, it was a few dozen people.
Oh, yeah, and it's still going. And there's a band called Two Door Cinema Club, which I think took their name from the cinema. It's still going. They do everything. They sell the popcorn. Roy chooses the films as well as making. They bring in the reels from outside. They show lots of... They were big fans of Ed Wood, so they were big fans of the sort of B-movie sci-fi aesthetic and showed a lot of those films. And it became a kind of... That's a cult experience.
But even getting these films from a distributor might have been a challenge for a small cinema.
Absolutely. They had no clout, and they were always desperately trying to get the reels to arrive on time. It's a lovely little documentary.
Well, let's hear a clip.
Jack Carson films have fascinated me from childhood days. And since then, I've worked through the entire range, from hand-operated 35mm toys, 9.5 Pathés, 8mm, and finally 16mm jobs. Tudor cinema is really a development of a number of earlier attempts. Sheds, garages, roof spaces, even bedrooms.
It's frivolous kind of culture.
Yeah, we're just saying that northern quality you don't associate with the frivolity of
sci-fi monsters and things, yes.
Now, there's another clip you've chosen, and there's no point in showing it because it's silent.
There's nothing on it.
But it is technically astonishing.
Yeah, so go right back to the beginning of cinema in this country and full stop. Beginning of cinema, the Horgan brothers, three brothers who were shoemakers in Yule, born in the 1890s and making films from the 10s and 20s. And they started experimenting with stop frame animation. And there's a film called The Clock Tower, which is a famous building in their town, which they, you know, and you think you're looking at a shot of the main street, which you are. And then the clock tower starts dancing around.
Yeah, it flips, it spins,
it
vanishes off stage and back again. What year was that?
That was, I think it was between 10 and 20. I couldn't find the exact year, but it's very
early. Early days of
really
cinema.
Early. And actually the technology that they're using, the techniques that they're using, exactly the same as what, you know, Aardman are using now for Wallace and Gromit. But, you know, nobody was doing that. It's an extraordinary thing for these guys in a small town to grab hold of this new technology and start making things.
So what they did was they actually took a still picture of the streetscape with the tower, and then they obviously cut out the tower and then made it move.
And did frame by frame, started doing, you know, and they must have had such fun, but they opened their own cinema then in Yule in 17. I mean, cinema was such a massive arrival. Mm. Joyce set up a cinema in Dublin and all sorts of people were interested.
You selected another piece by a man called Tiernan McBride, who's no longer with us, featuring Paul Brady.
Featuring Paul Brady. So Paul Brady singing Arthur McBride and the Sergeant, and Godfrey Quigley, among others, acting out the events of that famous song. Beautifully made. Has the sort of look of Barry Lyndon. Seamus Corcoran, great Irish cinematographer, shot it. It's beautiful filming. And Tiernan was taken very early and actually was very good to me when I was a baby and starting out. Got me into the union, got me making commercials.
Because Tiernan was a commercial director.
Yes, he was.
Made ads.
He made ads, and as did I. And that was pretty much, well, it was one of the only ways in when we started. But he was a lovely man, Tiernan, very, very talented. Mm.
So the idea of this anyway is Lenny Abraham's selection from the archive of the IFI, and you can go in there and find it very easily. I did last night.
A gateway drug to the great
the point,
stuff in
it?
The IFI.
That there's loads more stuff which you can explore. Now, what of your contemporary activities, Lenny, what are you doing, developing at the moment?
Well, I'm in the middle of post-production on an adaptation for the BBC and Hulu in the States of Sally Rooney's book Normal People, which is we're doing a 12 half-hour series with two brilliant young actors, Paul Mescal, who's a young Irish actor. It's pretty much his first piece on television, and Daisy Edgar-Jones, who's a young English actress, Irish mother, British father, and they're playing these two young people from Sligo who fall in love in the last year of school, and the series takes them through university and beyond.
So 12 half hours.
12 half hours. That will be on, it'll be all over the place, I hope, in spring, yeah.
In the spring, but that's work in progress.
That's work in progress.
But you probably have plans beyond.
You have to have a couple because you never know what's going to happen or come, you know, what's going to really be doable.
And it's a pitching process.
It's a pitching process, and then, you know, you can get down the line on something, or maybe yourself you fall out of love and you need to have more than one thing on the boil. So I have a project with Mark O'Halloran. I did Garage, Adam Bourne, Prosperity with Mark, and I love his writing very, very much. And he's got an idea about a story set in Ennis in the early 80s, which is beautiful. coming-of-age story, story of a family and a childhood in the west of Ireland. And then I'm working on something very different, which is something I've been writing, a film about a boxer called Emile Griffith, who boxed in the late 50s through to the 70s in New York. He was a gay black boxer, an immigrant from the American Virgin Islands, who lived this double life in the very macho world of boxing and in the kind of underground gay scene in New York.
And imagine with Ennis, you just remove a few satellite dishes and that's okay.
New York's a bit tricky.
Yeah, actually you end up changing Times Square.
It's all Times Square, so you end up shooting in places like Cincinnati and places that double for New York in those days.
Fascinating, though. It's a great life, a tough life, you know, challenging life, but very enjoyable. You wouldn't do it.
Very privileged, wouldn't.
Lenny Abramson, thank you very much for joining us. And you can check the ifiplayer.ie. That's ifiplayer.ie. It's where you'll find all of that gold. Lenny, thank you very much.